Okay, so just to run through a few random halachot of Hagbah, just because, for fun. It's very interesting. One wants to know, where does one look for Hilchot Hagbah? Anyone know? Hilchot Kiryat HaTorah starts in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei in Or HaChaim, and ends around Kuf Mem something, Kuf Mem Zayin, Kuf Mem Tet. Where would one look for Hilchot Hagbah HaTorah? If it starts on Kuf Lamed Hei, you have to look in Kuf Lamed Aleph, because you do Hagbah before you read the Torah, unlike the Ashkenazim. Why did the Ashkenazim do it afterwards?
So that
The Ashkenazim themselves say that the reason why they do it afterwards is because they used to think, people thought that looking at the Arizal says that looking at the words is so important, has such an effect on one's neshama every single day. He looks at the words during Hagbara Torah, that he should go and look for the words of his name. He should go out of his way to go closer to see the words in the Torah. So people thought that Hagbah is important. I just see the Torah. But they read it, doesn't matter anymore. But the Hagbah is important. So the rabbis, they did something smart. They didn't argue. They said, okay, Hagbah is important. People had to go to work, so they would wait until Hagbah Torah, and then they would leave. So the rabbis didn't argue. They said, okay, we'll do Hagbah after we read the Torah. That way you stay for the Kiryah, and then you can go to work. It was a chap, whatever. Okay, that's why the Ashkenazim do it afterwards. So we don't do it afterwards. We have Kavodah Torah anyway, so we stay for the Kiryah. Seder, fine. So when one does Hagbah, when the Rama writes that you should do it afterwards, the Shari Kedesh Gedolah is the reason I gave you. And then, but there are some Ashkenazim who do it before and afterwards. They only do it before. It depends on where you are. I mean, Hagim are always different from place to place. When one does Hagbah Torah, he has to pick up the Torah, different from Hagim, of whether the Torah is facing you or not facing you, regardless of whether you have a tick or you're using the scroll only. But there is different Hagim on how whether the Torah is facing. Either way, you have to turn to the right, meaning your right. When you pick up the Torah, you have to turn with your right hand, go in that direction, not the other way. There are some in Hagim to go both ways. There's some in Hagim to whatever. Our minhag is to just turn to the right. Nothing complicated. Nothing go right and left, whatever. Dance later. Not now. Okay. Now, it's more or less a chiyuv. Baruch asher yakim ha-Torah azot. The Torah says in end of Sefer Devarim, and Arur asher lo yakim ha-Torah azot, the Masechet Soferim pins that on person who does and doesn't do Hagbah. If you do Hagbah, you get a Baruch. If you don't do Hagbah, you get an Arur. That's just the derashah, though. It's not pshat in the Pasuk. The Ramban talks about that on the Pasuk, though. And as we said, seeing is a big deal. So it's a big deal. One should make sure to do Hagbah well. What if you have two Sifrei Torah? When you do both Hagbahs, everything's a machloket. Everything's a machloket in Hagim. Apparently, Merakim, I didn't find enough sources to talk about this at length. Rabbi Lebar says that the Merakim in Hag is only to do Hagbah on the first Sefer Torah, not on the other Sefer Torah. Okay, whatever your shul does. Some shuls are machpid on speed in each direction. Some shuls are machpid to turn super fast so nobody can see the words, and other shuls are machpid to do it in slow-mo. So it depends on Tircha de Tzibura and whatever you think makes sense. Don't be insane in terms of going too fast or too slow. It's also pretty ridiculous to just stand there with the Sefer Torah open. So do what you think makes sense. And there are different Melachim HaPisukim to say, Torah Tanai Tevima, etc. Say whatever Pisukim is your Minhag. And the pointing business that everybody makes fun of us for, first of all, in Shulchan Aruch it says you're supposed to bow. That's first of all. You're supposed to bow, and some say we don't do the minhag anymore. Okay, but it is a minhag mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. And the pointing with your hands, and some say you point with your finger, that's Rav Chaim Palagi. I once heard a rabbi say, oh yeah, it's just Rav Chaim Palagi. Rav Chaim Palagi is one of the Gedolei Poskim. What are you talking about? Just Rav Chaim Palagi? If it's the minhag, it's the minhag. Point however you point. Rav Chaim Palagi says to do it, he says to say. Okay. Minhag is to bow, of course, as it says in Shulchan Aruch. And then, in order to enable everyone to see better, some have the minhag to just, when you take it out of the aron, to just carry the Sefer Torah open. And that way, when you walk around the shul, and maybe you should walk around the shul for that reason, everybody gets a good view of the Sefer Torah. Those are the things mentioned in the poskim from my understanding. I didn't quote so many mikorot because it's very basic, it's not so complicated, and there wasn't so much machloket badavar. Everyone should make sure to get a good view. Hagbah is a big deal. You get to see the Torah. And there's depending on what the reason you give for the Hagbah, is it to just see what we're about to read, or is it just to get the Harad, the Torah? If you do Hagbah in the wrong spot, it might make a difference. If it's just to get the view of the Torah, but not necessarily what you're about to read, so who cares? Whether it's the right spot, it's the wrong spot, if it's too heavy on this side, so you have to move some over to the other side, Beseder Gamor. But if you say it's about what you're about to see, what you're about to read, or what you just read, so then it doesn't make a difference what you read. All these things I left kind of ambiguous, but just to get a sense of what's going on whenever we do Hagbah, I think everybody has a better picture now. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen.